You got the touch. You got the power. Yeah.
What's that Nine Inch Nails song? I'm trying to remember the name. On the penetrate. Blah, blah, blah,
hurt.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, not hurt. That's closer.
Closer, okay.
And if you're wondering what we're talking about, folks, we're getting ready to give you another exciting show of the kitchen sink.
No. With that's your... my toy. What? Sorry.
What are we talking about?
Sorry. Yes. Sorry.
With your host, Eddie Z. My co-host,
Chris Wizard.
My co-host, who?
Chris Wizard!
The kitchen sink. Where are we, Chris?
The Silver Dome?
The kitchen sink.
I'm just going to keep running with that.
For anyone who doesn't know who we are, I'm Eddie Z, this is Chris Wizard. We don't really feel like saying our name after every single spot, after every single commercial. So, we're just going to say who we are now. We're going to let it be. And if we go on commercial and we come back and you don't know who the hell we are, that's on you. You should have been paying attention. Once again, we're coming to you live from our very own pet shop. And we still have the dancing koala like we did last week. So we hope you enjoy the free sound effects that we add to our show on a day, week in and week out basis. Chris was talking about Closer, as you heard him. And he got up and walked out the studio just now. I don't know if I should stop the show or not. He's opening the door. I think the police are here for the dancing koala.
I'm back. I'm not the dancing koala. Sorry.
Then why are you wearing a koala suit, Chris?
That's none of your business. None of your business.
So, Chris, we have some pretty... When we think about music, we haven't touched on music in a while. We've talked about movie soundtracks. We've had on some things that have happened on some award shows. But we never really talk about... We talk about why we like music and movies and why we like video game music, and I always try to edit music into our podcast just for the nostalgia. But if someone told you right now, I want you to make a playlist of as many songs as you want that describe you as a person or that can tell the story of your life, which... And we're not doing top five. This isn't going in order. This is just us sharing some songs that we feel best represent us. What would be one of your songs that you would say is like that would it would be like if someone said, "Oh wow, Chris Carando CD," and they heard these songs, they kind of know who you was by listening to these songs.
Are you asking me?
Actually, I was actually a dancing koala, since you're in the room.
Well, since you put it that way. So, which would be...
I pick up a CD right now, it says Christian Crandall. I look in the back, I see some songs. These songs are going to tell me who you are. I'll get to know you by these songs. What would be one of the songs I see behind this CD? And CD, for some of you who don't know, it's a round silver disc that we used to put on CD players, and we used to hit play. And they would play music, and we'd be able to skip. They were like high tech.
Oh, wow. You were going with it.
I don't think anyone who listens to this show...
My first song would
doesn't
be...
Doesn't know what a CD is, but go ahead.
Nine Inch Nails, Closer.
Okay.
Would be one song. Next song would be...
No, whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This guy doesn't know how the show goes. What's going on?
Oh, all
right, so that's an explicit song. A highly explicit song.
Yeah.
So it can have many meanings. Is it more of your feeling towards...
We're going to get deep on the show?
People?
Or just, we're going to get deep on the show, I quit.
We're going to get deep, but I want to know why you picked the song.
You're going to have to get Tony Schiavone as your guest host.
What's with Tony Schiavone?
What's your love? He's not doing nothing. What is he doing? You gotta hire him. Do the podcast in your living room.
Get Larry Zbysko.
Live from your living room.
Who else could I get? That ain't doing nothing. I could get Knight Rider guy. I don't know. I forget his name.
Just saying.
I could get a lot of people. Why you pick the song? Like, why? I read it, I'm gonna think you're like a sexual beast. you know, and be like, oh my god, this guy, he's a pimp. But why did you pick the song?
Oh, you already got it.
You're a pimp, Chris. That's what I'm telling you. In a koala suit.
Correct. Okay. Correct. Right. Well, the song has a lot more than sexuality to it, but there's also a lot of angst and, I don't know, unrequited feelings.
Yeah. It seems more like an angry song.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, the teenage years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And when I first heard that song, I went, wow, how am I going to be able to play this loud, really loud, in my headphones without offending everyone in the elevator or in the classroom? And then I just didn't give a shit no more, and I did it. And I love looking at old people's faces when I'm in the elevator and it's blasting on my headphones. I wanna up you like an animal. I'm like, yeah. It was awesome. Trent Reznor is awesome. I said, if I pick a song, I think I would pick one of my songs to be...
Fat Bottom Girls?
No. Even though I was looking at your list just now and it had Teach Me How to Dougie. That's one of your songs, Chris. Teach Me
How to That's not on my list. And I'm not wearing a koala suit. Shut up.
What's that thing you always doing in front of the mirror? That's not the Dougie?
No.
I know.
It's more private than that.
It's the stinky leg.
Oh, yeah.
Stank leg. That's what it is. You're dropping it like a top.
Dropping something hot.
I mean, yo. I mean, after that story last week, you told me about what you did in the woods.
I dropped something hot more. In the woods.
You dropped a lot. That was hot. Yeah.
And it did not hit my foot.
I would say one of my songs that I really would be Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson. And I don't know. This dog's going crazy. Like... You still watching the Rangers game?
No, it's over. It's over.
All right. So we're going to... Can we lock the... Can we separate these two over here? Because it's becoming stupid.
My dog and cat are bawling.
Yeah, they were quiet the whole night until we hit record. And they said, let's mess with these guys. Let's F them up. It would be Beautiful People by Marilyn Manson. I think that came at a right... That came at a time in my life where I was dating somebody who kind of didn't like me for me, kept trying to change me, you know. One minute I had long hair and I was dressing with dress shirts and shoes, and the next minute she wanted me to be a thug, so I had a leather jacket with, and I was wearing Jordans.
Oh, boy.
She was just changing me. I was a goon and I was a puppet, and I liked her so much. I was doing everything she wanted me to do, and then at the end of the day, she just broke up with me because she wasn't happy.
Oh, boy.
And that song came around that time of Beautiful People, and it kind of changed me a little bit, changed my perception on people, and kind of helped me gauge my footing
on how to treat people. You know the real tragedy of that is?
What?
And the real lesson of that?
What?
That you spent $150 on sneakers.
No, she bought them for me.
Oh, she...
That was the one thing I gave her.
Damn.
However she wanted me to be, she bought it for me. So she was like, I want you to do this. She bought me
so
my...
So you were Ken doll.
I was her Ken doll. She bought me my David Ricky Robinsons. She got me my windbreaker pants with my Nike Go For It t-shirts and my Nike hats. She didn't like that. She got me my Timberland chuggers with my polo shirts. She didn't like that. She just kept dressing me up. But she was spending her money. Oh, I guess right. That's why I did it. I didn't have a lot of money. I had a girl who was buying me all these things.
Now I'm not sad for you.
But then she finally just left me. And then I was like, wow. I almost didn't know who I was at that point. And then
so you got sex and free clothes.
Sex and free clothes.
And you're whining about that?
But she wasn't happy. Like
I want to hit you. Can we move to the next song? I'm pissed. Can we move on?
You know, it was a thing, too. That we didn't initially start to have sex because I was kind of trying to respect her boundaries. And she came to me and she was like, you know, I don't want to stay a virgin forever. So, you know. And I was like, oh, okay.
And she was like, that's all you said? Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, all right. And she was like, so let's go. I was like, okay. And then she started buying me things to have sex with her. It was not too bad, but.
No, it wasn't. Fool. Let's move on.
Okay.
On Facebook, people, just tell him how much of a dick he is.
Obviously, if she broke up with me...
Shut up and move on.
You know, I never realized it. Yeah, it wasn't too bad. She was buying me stuff to have. Yeah,
man,
her.
You should send her a fucking card.
She broke up with me though, okay, so.
Oh man,
what good is it?
I'm gonna hit you with my dog.
Alright, so what would be another song? What would be another song that you would pick, bro?
The sweater song, Weezer.
Oh, Weezer. Okay.
Because that was like, I pictured that as like my...
That was our college years.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Like kind of happy song, but undercurrents of something else, you know what I mean? Growing pains, you know?
Yeah, what's going on in the next room?
Yeah.
Type thing.
Exactly. So, that would be, you know, like, just, like, on the surface, the upbeatness, like, that song's pretty upbeat, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but it's, he's singing about someone destroying his sweater, you know. I'd be pissed off if someone was destroying my sweater. Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed off.
It's kind of a bigger song. Of,
you know, you have those,
not only a sweater, but just, like,
yeah.
You can't have anything
because
somebody's exactly. always stepping on your shit.
Yeah, and you have these quick little relationships that, and then they're gone, and then you have friends who turn into goons, and you know, who you know, yeah. just the college experience. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you learn your lessons in college. So,
yeah. Yeah. And for some of you who you know, you're still getting to know us as much as we're getting to know you guys. Me and Chris actually roomed together in college. In what, 99 actually. 98 I was rooming with a few other guys. And in 99 I met Chris. And
we've been was friends. It 98? Yeah, 99. We've been 99.
Friends ever since. Wow. Yeah. So I definitely know what he's talking about. One day we'll have a kitchen sink special episode of the college years. And we'll give some of the stories.
Like Saved by the Bell? The college
years? Yeah, the college years. Some of our youthful stupidity. I think if I went with another song, I would probably go with No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper from the Rocky IV soundtrack.
Oh, wow. I thought that was Frank Stallone.
No, it was Robert Tepper. And it's just that whole song, and it's more of a relationship-wise, because it seemed like every relationship I was in always kind of had that undertone of, you know, everything in my life always had that undertone of... There's always, no matter what you try to do, there's always going to be people looking at you, pissed off about something, angry at you. You know, no matter how good you think you're doing, there's always some a-hole out there who's talking shit about you. And it's like, there's no easy way out, because sometimes you just got to punch something in the mouth just to make it all stop. So, when that song came out on Rocky IV, I instantly loved it. And here we are, 20 years later, and I still love that song. So that was, I love that. No Easy Way Out. Plus, it's probably one of the greatest scenes in the Rocky trilogy when Adrian loses all faith in Rocky, tells him he can't win.
You can't win, Rob.
Oh, Adrian. Adrian's always right. And then he goes on. It's the first time ever in the Rocky series where Adrian lost faith in Rocky. And that's why Rocky IV was so great, because in every other Rocky, you knew when he was down and out, Adrian was going to be the one who saved him. But in this Rocky, she was the one who actually knocked him down. So, yeah, No Easy Way Out. It's kind of been something that has always kind of been on my shoulder. How about yourself? You got another one?
How many do we got to come up with?
as much as you want.
The Lord of the Rings soundtrack.
The whole soundtrack?
Well, I can't name a song on that. Can you name a song on that?
But no, it's all the same. It's all one soundtrack.
Yeah, there you go. So I'll say that.
Okay.
Because it was a more peaceful time in my life.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no. You know what? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that one.
I'm surprised you didn't say those Sting songs. Being a big fan of Sting.
We gotta come up with five, right?
You could come up with as many as you want.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay, my fault. Sorry. I thought once you threw the Lords of the Ring game in there, you were done. I was like, okay, you went with the whole goddamn soundtrack. That's like 1 hour and 15 minutes to be exact.
Yeah, but... I'm sure that's not exact, but whatever you want to think.
No, actually last week when I was doing editing, I looked for Lord of the Rings, said Lord of the Rings soundtrack, 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Really?
OSD. Yeah.
Jeez.
OSD. Whatever. I think, you know, this is probably cliche for this one, but Walking in My Shoes by Depeche Mode.
Okay.
Yeah. And it just, again, it goes to that thing where everybody always got something to say about what you're doing. Everybody always got a story that can outdo yours. Everybody always can one up. Everybody can always one up your bad times. You know, your problems is like whatever. And it's sometimes you just sit back and you go, you know what? You don't even know who I am. Just try being me for a day. And then we can see some real problems. And it's, you know, it's why I put the tattoo on my body. That's why I put the lyrics
on his ass.
No, not my ass. I put it on my goddamn ribs. But yeah, it's definitely a powerful song. It's funny, I always thought I would get Smashing Pumpkin lyrics on my body.
Did that hurt?
It didn't hurt because I was already numb because I already had got tattooed down my spine. Mm-hmm. And because I got the tattoo down my spine, the tattoo artist was actually like, listen, people usually, they either get one whole tattoo, but they never get one tattoo in one place, stop, and then do another tattoo because most times they can't take it. But the lyrics he was writing on my body, to me, were so powerful that I felt like I almost had to go through that pain to make the lyrics mean something to me. And it's like, you know, I'm not asking for no absolution or forgiveness for the things I've done. But before you come to any conclusion, try walking in my shoes. And that's what I put in my ribs. And in order for that to mean something to me, which it already did, I felt like that pain was nothing to go through. So walking in my shoes, I almost feel like that should be like a glowing banner over my head. Try walking in my shoes. You know, I'm not trying to, you know, say, oh my God, my life is full of this and I have the biggest problems. But just before, you know, just before I'm judged, you know, people, before you judge anyone, I always say you should know who they are first before you can literally judge them. Because we all judge people. That's human nature. But before you can honestly judge them and make them out to be somebody who you think they are, I think you should know them, really. Not just know them by a what's up, how you doing, what's going on moment, but like get to know their life, get to know how they grew up and where they grew up at. And then you can have at least a foundation to make a judgment call. Walking in My Shoes is pretty powerful for me.
Okay. It's, sounds like you got some passion about that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably one of my top 3 songs ever. You?
Oh, we're still podcasting? Oh.
I would hate to have not been hit record and ramble.
Argle Bargle. Anyway.
Argle Bargle.
I had this song in my head. How many more songs we got?
As many as you want. It's your CD. You can have 3, you can have 10, you can have 17. I don't know if we have enough time to put 17, but...
Yeah.
I pulled out about 4.
No okay. Baby. Well, I got...
Excuse my coughing, guys. I'm recovering from a chest cold. Yeah. And now we got dancing koalas everywhere. There's fur, there's hair. It's a mess.
Tuberculosis Joe. Anyway. Tea in the Sahara. Sting. Oh, the Police.
The Police. Yeah.
The Police. And, you know, it's around the time I met my wife. So that's what I equated with, you know.
Any particular song, or is that the name of the song?
I just said the song.
Oh, I thought that was the album. I thought we were throwing out albums again.
No.
Right, I'll look for that. I want to hear that now. Tea in the Sahara. That's not... That, no, that's Desert Rose, right? Hell
yeah! Yeah, oh, geez, Desert Rose. Yeah.
The big commercial one.
Yeah. Not all his songs are great so songs.
He got so mad. That's Desert Rose. Yo, Desert Rose is a Sting song. And he was in the desert in his video. Okay, so you picked this song because it reminds
me. I think I'm going to hire Tony Schiavone.
Better why? What, to talk to you in your sleep? Or while you're dropping deuces in the woods? Watch your back. Hurry up, Chris!
Either or. Whatever he wants to do.
Alright, so another song I picked was I Won't Back Down by Johnny Cash. And I won't back down. No, I won't. It's self-explanatory. Now, you already heard why I picked my first three songs. That's just a self-explanatory.
Very antagonistic song. You are.
It's just, I don't, you know, no one's ever going to put me down, man. You know, no one's ever going to be able to put me down. Words and all that don't mean nothing to me. And it's just how I live, you know. Like I said, when people call me egomaniac and all that stuff, that's compliment to me. Thank you. At least you're well aware of what I've done, just as much as I am.
Perhaps you should look that up.
What, egomaniac? I know what egomaniac means. I take the high road on it. I'm like, cool.
There's no high road
on it. You're saying I'm above. I'm claiming to do something above what I actually can do. Cool. Listen to my playlist. Listen to my album. Listen to my CD. That's what I think of you. But yeah, Johnny Cash was the man.
Well, my point being is egomaniac is saying that you think you could do something that you can't, but yeah. you can. So I wouldn't.
There's a couple of people saying I'm an egomaniac. I love it. It's a compliment because they're calling. They're telling me I think I can do something I can't do, right? That's what they're pretty much saying. Oh, this guy thinks he's all that, but he ain't that at all.
It just means that you think you're marvelous, but you're not.
Oh, no, I am, though. That's what makes me an egomaniac.
He thinks he's marvelous, folks. You hear this? You hear this?
There you go. We just... Thank you. Thank you for clearing this up.
They're saying you're wrong, is what I'm saying.
And I'm saying good. Let them think I'm wrong. It's awesome that they think that.
Okay, I gotcha.
I love it.
I gotcha now. Okay.
I love it. Ain't nobody got to think I'm awesome but me. But it's nice that everyone else agrees too.
Okay. Okay. I got you now. I'm like, it's like if everyone called you a dick and then you're happy about it.
Yeah. Sort of. Yeah. Okay. And why? Because I'm honest. You know, it's like when you call somebody a dick and they go, why? Because I'm honest. Because I tell the truth. And you could be like, yeah, or you could be like, no, because you are a dick. Like, it could go beyond the honesty and the truth. It could just be someone is a straight dick. But if they're okay with being a dick, if they're okay with that, maybe they've come to the conclusion that they are a dick and they're not going to change. And they want to be the people who make everyone else feel uncomfortable. It's cool. You know, when people call me a dick, I'm like, really? Why? Why am I? Explain to me why I'm a dick. See, then I'll get why. But you say, oh, you pompous, egomaniac, so, you know, conceited, self-centered, fucking... And I go, yeah? Okay. Can we move on? Now that you got my middle name settled, can we move on?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm just saying, man, you got to believe you are or you're not.
So, I think that's it for the songs for me.
Yeah?
So, yeah.
Alright.
Because I, you know, that last one was like, now, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, you caught
the last couple years of my life. So, I'm good with that. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
And I guess, I'll throw my last one in there. And it's
you got too many.
Self-explanatory. Again, My Way by Frank Sinatra. And, you know, my album already, my album is the Rocky Forest album of working out. To people who don't care about what people got to think about them. So you know how you go work out? You get throw on the Rocky IV soundtrack. And from beginning to end, you finish your whole workout. You feel good. Because every song puts you where you want to be in your workout. My album is the one where it's like, you want to tell people they could go to hell. They could kiss your ass. And you could walk away feeling good. Just listen to my album. There you go. Boom. Frank Sinatra. Start with Frank Sinatra. Then go to I Won't Back Down and hit Walk You In My Shoes and then hit No Easy Way Out and then Beautiful People. Because that line of Beautiful People, hey, you, what do you see? Something beautiful, something free.
Beautiful people.
Hey, you, trying to be mean When you live with apes, it's hard to keep clean. Doom, 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 doom. Okay.
Well, thinking that you're a weirdo reminds me it's time for some
weird shit.
Okay, this one is simple but to the point, guys. German Shepherd gets called up for jury duty. And the headline is, could this prospective juror take a bite out of crime?
Was his name McGruff?
Nope, his name is...
Did he have a social security number?
A 5-year-old German Shepherd named Greiner was called to jury duty. He actually got a summons to the house, calling him up for jury duty.
Don't you have to have a social security number for this?
Apparently.
Where is
not.
This at? This is in the Midwest, ain't it? Where is this at?
No. You want to know where this is?
Oh, no. Tell me it's Jersey, please.
Correct, sir. New Jersey. Cumberland County, New Jersey.
Oh, because if it ain't in the Midwest, it's in New Jersey. And he didn't tell me this, folks. But I swear, if it's happening in the Midwest, it's happening in Jersey. For some reason. New Jersey is the new Oklahoma. I don't understand. I swear to God.
Yeah, like I said, simple and direct, guys. There you go.
And that was
weird shit.
New Jersey. Can you just drop the new? Just call themselves Jersey. Idiots.
Is there an old Jersey?
Ugh. Bunch of morons.
Wow.
Well, since we're on,
we just eliminated a lot of people who are going to listen to
ridiculous, ridiculous things. I have a new phobia.
Oh boy. Okay.
This one's called neophobia.
Fear of the Matrix?
No.
What is it?
Fear, and I swear to you, Chris, I background checked this one. Fear of changing your underwear.
No. Absolutely not.
Neophobia, look it up. Neophobia.
Are you for real, dude?
Fear of changing underwear. Your underwear or somebody else's underwear.
You know who probably has that? The bum I saw pissing in the phone booth on the way to work this morning.
I'm sure he has a lot of things.
Wow, that's...
Neophobia.
I'm speechless on that
so
one.
So, you're like, you know
so
what?
Basically they wear the same underwear? Why would they fear changing it, though? I don't get that.
Fear of changing underwear. Either their own, some people fear of their own, uh-huh. Or changing others. It hasn't been predisposed yet, which exactly is more detrimental to the people who have this phobia, because not a lot of cases have been reported, but there have been cases reported of people who just fear changing of underwear, exposing the genitalia, having the genitalia be exposed to air, and things of that nature, and hanging and dropping and being
what was it called? Was
neophobia.
Neophobia. So... Wow. Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, man, there's something for everything. Just like
so this. Do they take a shower with their underwear on?
I'm gonna think yes, maybe.
Unbelievable.
I'm gonna think yes. I mean, you know, we see the big ugly guy with the hot chick, you know, and as guys, you know, we go, oh yeah, what we say when we see that? We see the horrendous looking guy with the hot chick. We say he even got money, right?
Yeah.
Or a big rod, right? We say, oh, you gotta have one of those two. And then girls, when they see, you know, a good-looking guy with a busted chick, you know, what they say, you know?
What do they say?
Oh, he feels sorry for her. Okay. Oh, she probably, you know, giving him the back end. She's probably ATMing him. So, you know, plus girls are just naturally mean to one another, so.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what they say. Guys is weird, because when guys are mean, they have friends and they're trying to be funny with one another, or... There's a fight about to break out. But girls can actually be mean with each other and still go shopping with each other.
Oh, boy. Well, would you like a weird word?
Sure.
Okay, today's weird word is blatherskite.
Blatherskite.
Blatherskite, not Skype.
This is more argle-bargle from us.
Blatherskite. A person who talks at great length without making much sense.
And on that note, we'd like to plug our good friends Corey Richmond and Jason at the Workshoot Podcast on Facebook.
The Worked Shoot.
The Worked Shoot Podcast by Corey Richmond and Jason Brooks. They just like us, they do a lot of blatherskiting, right? Mm-hmm. Argle-bargling.
Yeah.
And we all do it together. But if you like argle-bargle and blatherskiting on wrestling, you could definitely listen to them and enjoy them. Real good podcast going down. They had a really good WrestleMania recap where you can actually, in their last two shows ago, actually, I was on it. I host from time to time. They call me up and I come on just to give some of my input on what I feel is going on in the world of wrestling. You could also hear them with other guests from time to time. Real good podcast. And that's the Workshoot Podcast.
Maybe one day you'll see Chris Wizard on there.
Yeah, Chris Wizard. He's making that. You gotta understand, Corey Richmond is the Captain Ahab.
to my whale.
And to your Moby Dick.
To the white whale. I'm his white whale.
No, you're his Moby Dick.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
So, we're going to take, on that note, we're going to take a quick little break.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, heroes in a half shell, turtle power,
they're the world's most fearsome fighting team,
we're really hip,
they're heroes in the half shell, and they're green,
hey, get a grip,
when the evil Shredder attacks.
And we're back at the word. See what I almost did there? Okay. More blatherskiting on our part about argle-bargling on the other part.
At the kitchen sink.
At the kitchen sink. I'm Eddie Z. And if you don't know this guy by now.
I'm the Wizard of Chris.
If you don't know this guy by now, don't worry about it. He's going to be replaced real soon.
By Tony Schiavone?
By Tony Schiavone.
Oh, I'd rather get replaced by Mean Gene. If I'm gonna get replaced by anybody,
I can't stand
Mean Gene. You don't like Mean Gene.
I'm already.
Let me tell you something, Mean Gene.
That's not Mean Gene. What you just did there. I like that guy.
What?
I don't hate Mean Gene. Mean Gene is just, you know, whatever. I'm already to that point. I'm like, all right, that's cool.
Let me ask
you. You know who we have here today.
Let me ask you something, Macho Man. No more questions.
No more questions here. I'm the cream of the crop, yeah, I'm the cream of the crop, yeah. Mean Gene.
Him and Mean Gene are the best together.
Rising to the top, yeah, rising.
Macho
to
Man and Mean Gene, come on, bro.
So, Chris.
So, something Ed.
We're going to try every week, and I think this will be pretty cool. I'm going to give you some news on some movie stuff that you did not know. You inspired me last week.
I did?
Yeah.
How did I do that?
You were giving me, you gave me some insight on wrestling. And you were telling me about Roddy Piper.
Okay.
And you were telling me a situation that went on with him, mm-hmm, that I didn't know about. And I was like, you know what? It'd be real good if maybe we looked up something about movies that maybe everybody didn't know about, especially roles who could have been played by other people. So I just finished watching Rocky 1 through 5 with my two kids. And I know there's one more to go.
In a row?
In 2 days.
Okay.
And so, you know.
They sat for that?
Yeah.
Oh,
they
wow.
loved it. I thought they were going to be snoring in part one. Yeah. Part one is tough.
Did you watch 5?
I like 5. I don't love it. It's, if I haven't put them in order, 5 is the last one. But it's not the Halloween 3. You understand what I'm saying?
I would erase 5.
It's not the steps.
Just go right to Rocky Balboa. That's the
part. Okay, we can go into it with the part 5. But I just like part 5 because It was still a Rocky movie, just not in a boxing ring.
All right, but anyway, about...
Well, I found it surprising that my oldest son, who's 10, liked part 2 the best.
Okay.
My youngest son liked part 5 because he liked the street fight. I like part 4. That's my favorite. And I go back and forth between part 4 and part 3 with Mr. T. But the soundtrack of part 4 overtakes everything else. The soundtrack helps me take part 4 as my number 1 Rocky movie. And then number 2 would be Balboa. I thought Balboa was amazing. And then Rocky 3. But all right, did you know that the part of Rocky, before it was given to Sylvester Stallone, that there was another actor who was called in for that role?
Didn't he write the story or something?
Mm-hmm. And before he took the role of it, he called someone else in. And he decided, you know what, I'm just going to do it.
Who was it?
John Travolta. Yeah.
So his less muscled clone.
Yeah, he called him in and then decided, you know what? I might as well just do it. I'll do it.
Yeah.
And then he decided to take it over.
Wow. How do you think it would have turned out?
Not as good. And Paul was like, I can see that. It's kind of the same. I'm like, no. Because what made Rocky so awesome is, you know, he got that little twitch in the side of his face that makes him look like he got some palsy, you know? And I don't know what you say, Adrian. But he has that thing that makes him kind of a charming dummy that I don't think John Travolta could pull off, you know? Because he came from Staying Alive and all that as a sexy guy. What made Rocky so
awesome. So I hang out with you, man.
Well, he's
you're a charming dummy.
I'm a charming dummy. Well, I don't want to tell you why I hang out with you, but... A hint is you're my only friend left. No, I'm just playing. I got a lot more better friends than you.
Oh, wow! Ow! And I know that's a lie. I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact.
All right, you know who's going to be Neo instead of Keanu Reeves?
Whoopi Goldberg?
No, Will Smith. Close, though.
Close. Oh, come on. Come on. Will Smith. I don't think that would have worked.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Keanu, again, kind of another charming buffoon, you know. He came from the Bill and Ted era and hit a home run. And talking about Keanu Reeves, I just saw 47 Ronin.
Was it good?
I liked it. The commercials, very misleading.
Really?
Yes. Oh. Very misleading, the commercials.
Looks like a crazy action flick.
It's dope with the whole samurai who without a master are called Ronin. Awesome. We got that. But the action, crazy action flick. Let's just hold on. It's a deep story. It's much more story than action. There's action on this side of the bread, and there's action on this side of the bread, and in the middle it's just a bunch of storytelling meat.
Okay, that's a good thing.
It's not too bad, but it was very misleading.
Oh, the boy. Commercials.
But yeah, it wasn't too bad. So that was pretty good. Some more news. There's rumors that The Amazing Spider-Man 2, though we all see the Sinister Six about to show up, might be hinting at a Marvel Civil War. And it might be hinting at a Marvel Civil War because there's rumors that in the credits, at the very end credits of Amazing Spider-Man 2, we might see an X-Men.
That wouldn't be the Civil War, though. What does that have to do with the Civil War?
That's just saying that
Sony owns those titles, but the main characters from the Civil War are owned by Disney.
I know, but that's two things in one movie. They're saying that the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is going to be hinting at a Marvel Civil War, and then it goes on to say, "Watch to the end credits, where we might see an X-Men at the very end." So I don't know how they're planning to integrate this, considering they're two different companies. But they're trying to mishmash
it's saying
it all.
It's hinting at a Civil War?
What happened?
It's saying it's hinting at Civil War?
At a Marvel Civil War. Not necessarily the Civil War story, but a Marvel Civil War. And they're like, look out for Easter eggs. That Spider-Man 2 is going to be dropping tons and tons of Easter eggs in the movie leading up to this. Okay. So what would you be more excited about? A Spider-Man leading into a Civil War or a Spider-Man and the X-Men?
Spider-Man and X-Men.
Spider-Man and the X-Men, right?
Yeah.
I think that would be cool. That'd be very cool. So, we've got a lot of things out the way. That was fun. We came, we conquered, we hit it hard, right? That's how we do it?
Yep.
All right. A little spit, a little dip, and then we go home.
Oh, boy.
So, from all two of us here at the kitchen sink, I'm Eddie Z. This is Chris Swizzit. Stay safe. Have fun. And remember, the only way you're really going to enjoy anything that we're saying here, any of this argle bargle.
And blather Skype,
is if you stay passionate.
Watch where you step in the woods.
What you doing with your ass up, son?
Sure have a pretty mouth.
It's a day that I'm certain my guest at this time will not forget. I'm talking about the former Intercontinental Champion of the World, Macho Man Randy Savage.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing.
Nothing means nothing. What do you mean by that?
More. I'm talking about all the way to the top, yeah. Unjustifiably in a position that I'd rather not be in. But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah. Macho Madness, yeah, has got more to offer than President Jack Tunney thinks that I got. Yeah, and I'm gonna tell you something right now. Cards stacked against the Macho Man Randy Savage in WrestleMania 3. Yeah, let me say it, yeah. Let me say it out loud, and let me point to the president of the World Wrestling Federation. The Macho Man Randy Savage is not happy with your decision. Yeah, I am the cream in the World Wrestling Federation.
Wait a minute,
and there is no doubt about it. Yeah, you mean Gene Okerlund? You know that I'm the cream of the crop.
Wait a minute, though, Randy. I've got to ask you very seriously. Do you blame Mr. Jack Tunney, the distinguished president of the World Wrestling Federation, for Ricky Steamboat being the Intercontinental Champion today?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. Outside interference, yeah. In my moment of glory. Yeah, no, I'm living in a nightmare. And I am the cream. And now, not only the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship belt must fall, but the World Heavyweight Championship belt. Because Hulk Hogan, yeah, I am the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop. And there is no one that does it better than the Macho Man Randy Savage. On balance, off balance, doesn't matter. I'm better than you are, yeah. And I'm talking to everyone in the World Wrestling Federation. And I'm even talking to President Jack Tunney. Yeah, I'm on my way. Ain't nothing is gonna stop me. Nothing's gonna stop me.
You know, just out of curiosity, Randy, and I certainly don't want to diminish your tremendous God-given talents, but I'm very curious. I haven't seen Elizabeth lately.
Yeah, she's on the outside of the ring. Does she interfere in matches? Yeah. Nothing, zero, yeah. Pure athlete, yeah. And I've been, maligned from the top to the bottom. And because they can't handle the macho man, Randy Savage, the cream of the crop, nobody does it better.